the following day, he arrived in Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence. But Peter made him get up. "Stand up," he said. "I am only a man myself." Talking with him, Peter went inside and found a large gathering of people. He said to them, "You are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with a Gentile or visit him. But God has shown me that I should not call any man impure or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without raising any objection. May I ask why you sent for me?" Cornelius answered, "4 days ago I was in my house praying at this hour, at 3 in the afternoon. Suddenly, a man in shining clothes stood before me and said, 'Cornelius, God has heard your prayer and has remembered your gifts to the poor. Send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He is a guest in the home of Simon the Tanner, who lives by the sea.' So I sent for you immediately, and it was good of you to come. Now we are all here in the presence of God to listen to everything the Lord has commanded you to tell us." Peter began to speak. "I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him from the dead on the 3rd day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God anointed as the judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gifts of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even onto the Gentiles. For they had heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days.
Hello. As many of you know, before I was a vicar, I was a head teacher. I trained to be a teacher here in Aberystwyth. I did my PGCE course through the medium of Welsh, and all of my trainings and placements were in Welsh schools. I got to know all of the primary school teaching resources, reading schemes and vocabulary associated with Welsh schools. However, my first teaching job was in a school that taught mainly through the medium of English. And it was like suddenly a whole new world had opened up to me. There were new resources, new ways of doing things, and new jargon to learn. Today's passage from the book of Acts is part of an amazing discovery by the early church that Jesus was for everyone, not just the Jews. They were realizing that to become a follower of Jesus, you didn't need to become a Jew first. We started on this journey last week with the story of how Peter was prepared by having a vision of so-called unclean foods and being told to eat them. God said that it had all been created by him, and Peter shouldn't call them unclean anymore. Of course, the message was more than the fact that he could now go and have a bacon sandwich. This was radical change in understanding. And they had to come to know that Jesus was the saviour of all, Jews, Gentiles, everyone. And this passage today continues the story of how all this happened. But before we go any further, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word and for this passage today, which reminds us that the good news of Jesus is for everyone. Help us to be obedient to your calling, to be open to where you want us to work for you. Teach us important truths today, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. So then we have Cornelius, a Gentile and a Roman, being told by God to send for Peter. Peter was told by God to go. He told Cornelius and his household about Jesus, and those present were filled with the Holy Spirit. So today we have a learning, a turning, and a burning. So let's begin with the learning. We know this great moment in church history begins with a learning. Peter learns that God is calling the Gentiles into his kingdom too. Peter has to do a bit of unlearning, unlearn a lot of what he thought about how God was going to work. And we heard last week about the importance of being open to God as he leads and guides us. How do we do this? Well, again, we learn from this passage here through prayer. We note that both Peter and Cornelius were praying when God spoke to them and instructed them. And we need all of us to be people of prayer, spending time in the company of our Heavenly Father. That's the way that God can speak to us. Another way that he speaks to us is through his word, through Bible study, through reading the word of God. And the word comes alive to us suddenly. It's illuminated by the Holy Spirit. And God often uses the words in the Bible to direct us and teach us in the way that we should go. It's important that we all get to know, to understand the voice of God, to be open to him leading and guiding us. And through prayer, it's one way that we get to know and to recognise the voice of God in our lives. In John's Gospel, Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." Do we know the voice of the shepherd? And do we respond? When I was a teacher, you get to know that classes know their teacher's voice. Sometimes we'd go on a school trip and some parent helpers would come with us. They'd want to get attention of the children and they would shout to get the children to stop. And the children would ignore them and carry on doing whatever it was they were doing. And then, as a teacher, I would call out and immediately they'd stop talking and listen. They recognised the voice of the teacher and they knew they had to stop and listen. Do we know God well enough to know his voice? Do we spend enough time in his company? What does God want you to learn? What does he want you to do to serve him? To whom does he want you to go? What is lovely here too is the response we see from both Peter and Cornelius. Peter was sent and he went. He was willing to go where God had told him. Cornelius obeyed too. It's more than just hearing here. Action is needed. What about us this morning? Is God calling you to do something? To go somewhere? The message that Peter had was for him, to go to Cornelius. But it was a message for the church too, that the gospel was for everyone, whatever their background. As we seek God's will for us individually, it's important that we learn to do this as a church, to be open to God guiding us as the people of God. Where is he leading us corporately? Are we open to his leading? Are we ready to learn? There are no new truths to learn. We have everything we need in the Bible, but there may be a new emphasis for us, a new focus, or a specific thing practically that we are called to do. Peter wasn't just sent, he went. There was obedience, a commitment to action, not just a change in his theology. And of course, it wasn't just Peter who was learning here, but Cornelius too. And he was going to hear some amazing things, the amazing message that Gentiles were welcome too in the kingdom of God, that Jesus died for them too. And we're going to hear more about that after our next song, which declares, "Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." We've been thinking about the new learning for Peter. And now we move from learning to turning. As Peter addresses Cornelius and his family and friends, and they have the opportunity to hear about Jesus and to turn to him. I'm sure here in Acts that Luke has abbreviated all that Peter said. But we have the important points here in Peter's address and what Peter uses to explain the gospel, the good news of peace, as he refers to it in verse 36. And Peter's address here is maybe summed up with A, B, C, D, E. A, for all are equal in God's sight. Verses 35 and 36, Peter began to speak. "I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right." This was an important point for the church to learn here, and one they had to keep reminding themselves on. And maybe we do too, whatever our background. We need to remind ourselves we are all equal in God's sight. The Apostle Paul wrote in Galatians 3, "So in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. For all of you are baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." All are equal in God's sight. That was Peter's first point. Secondly, an unusual one, B is for began with the Jews. Peter's sermon here is interesting because although he's speaking now to a Gentile audience, he keeps referring to how Jesus was sent to the people of Israel, verse 36, in the country of the Jews, verse 39. And we remember that Jesus himself said, "Salvation is from the Jews." All are equal. It began with the Jews. And C, Christ is Lord. Verse 36. Peter makes that short creedal statement that began in the early church. Jesus is Lord. He is the Son of God. He is Lord of all. Jesus is the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, the Saviour. That was the thrust of Peter's message. Christ is Lord. A, B, C, D. D for death. Death has been conquered, said Peter. Though Jesus was put to death by the Jews, God raised him from the dead. This is the great message of hope that we declare today. Jesus is alive. Death has been conquered. God offers eternal life, and the proof is the resurrection of Jesus. Peter and the apostles are witnesses of the fact of the resurrection. A, B, C, D, E. E, everyone welcome. Verse 43, Peter sums it up by saying, "All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him, everyone who believes in him, receives forgiveness of sins through his name." What an incredible message. And it's true today. This is what we declare now. Everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins. They are made clean, made righteous before God. It doesn't matter what we've done. Everyone is welcome. Jesus' sacrificial death is enough for anyone and everyone who believes in him. Paul again, this time writing to the Romans, says, "This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." And we see there how the people there turned to God as a learning and a turning, as we see the effect of the gospel message on its hearers. Because this passage finishes with a burning. Until this last year, I have been rarely interrupted while preaching. Occasionally small children, maybe a mobile phone ringtone cutting across what I'm saying. But it's been very difficult with these online sermons. I've tried to record them outside, and it's only when you begin to do so you discover all of the noises that interrupt. There's noisy birds, police sirens, building work, neighbours' radios. Often I have to press stop and then start the video all over again. But what about Peter here? He's interrupted, but he's interrupted by the Holy Spirit, and he can't finish his sermon. Verse 44. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The fire of Pentecost, which fell on the Jews at the beginning of the book of Acts, is recreated here as the Gentiles are filled with the Holy Spirit. Peter and the others are amazed. He hasn't even got to the altar call. He hasn't finished his sermon. But suddenly here is God at work in this Gentile Pentecost. And these new believers are set on fire for God. Peter interrupted in the middle of his sermon by the Holy Spirit. And you know what? I don't mind if the Holy Spirit falls on you while you're watching this and you need to turn off the rest of the service because you're filled with the Spirit and just want to praise God. That would be wonderful. That's my prayer. Oh, that we would be open to God, open to be challenged and changed by him as Peter was, open to be filled, refilled, and overflow with his Spirit. And that's what happened to Cornelius and his whole family. This was a family gathering. We read that his family and his friends were all gathered there in the house, worship time in a house. Maybe you're gathered with your family today in a house. I pray that the Holy Spirit would come and fill you, that you too might praise God and worship him with all your heart. And this passage ends with baptism. They've had a baptism or an immersion in the Holy Spirit, but now there's a water baptism. That was, and still is today, the way that you join a church, declaring to the world that you wish to follow Jesus and join the worldwide church of those who declare Jesus is Lord. If you haven't been baptized and would like to be, do get in touch. If you're local to us, we can arrange that. If you're watching this from somewhere else, we can put you in touch with someone who'll be able to baptize you. As Peter learnt, this gospel is for everyone. May we this week be open to God using us to spread the good news of Jesus to all who we meet. Amen.